Patrick, great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Thanks for being here. Yeah, and thank you for having us. We have a market in the GTA that's similar to this St. Lawrence market. It's been around for a long time. This one's been around for a long time. Talk about the history of it going all the way back.
Yeah, absolutely. So Westside Market is Cleveland's oldest and largest public market. The building that you see here today was opened in 1912, but the market's roots actually go back a bit beyond that to the mid-19th century.
Without a building, maybe.
But yes, directly across the street, and it was mostly just kind of a free-for-all. Yeah. And as food science developed in the late 19th century and the city got a little bit more involved with regulation, there was a wooden structure, and then with major city fires, it was decided we should probably have a stone structure. And we've been on this site ever since 1912, continuing without interruption.
You talked about when we were walking towards these offices, that iconic view from the second floor and looking out at all the different vendors, that beautiful stone ceiling for the building and everything. Iconic, and you can tell it's a local favorite, even here on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of the, if you go to Instagram and you search any of the Cleveland-centric hashtags, you're bound to see that ceiling pop up very frequently. And it's a pretty narrow space. I'm always impressed when I see like engagement photos and wedding photos up there, but people make it happen because it is such an iconic shot. And the city, when this building was built, they wanted it to be known as a public space. A lot of the en vogue things at the time with city buildings were neoclassical and columns and all of that, and it was very intentionally designed that this space was, you know, looked official and sturdy and robust and all that, but it was more of like a working man's space. So we have a lot of the yellow brick and the subway style tile, and it's a really cool environment.
Yeah, there's kind of a vegetable fruit outer ring, and then there's some space for loading, and then there's the main building.
The main market hall, where we have all the produce area was actually open air until really only 20 years ago that became enclosed, which allowed for permanent produce vendors to be more successful throughout the year. So, but yeah, we have 70 small businesses who operate independently here. They're all family owned. We have vendors who, through their own family roots, have connections back to 1912. We have one family who has operated their stands without interruption since 1964. Wow. Grandfather came from Ukraine, opened it. His daughter ran it. Now her daughter runs it.
Big American immigrant story in a lot of ways.
Yes, and we actually have several first-generation immigrants, particularly from areas of Asia and the Middle East, who they came to this country and they've opened their businesses here. Yeah. There's a lot of different stories here. It's pretty unique in the United States in terms of being a place where you can still come in a public market to purchase fresh meat that's cut on-site, fresh produce outside of like farmers markets hours. So we've really maintained a lot of the like very iconic classic public market structure that I think a lot of people more associate with the early 20th century. A lot of our plans too for moving forward is how can we continue to transform the market for the 21st century without losing any of the assets of it that make it so beloved, from the architecture we talked about to the small business model
and the charm of the experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Three items. I mean, you talked about that fresh produce and that, you know, butchering on site. It's pretty great. I mean, people love that. But I did see people eating certain sandwiches on that second floor.
Yes.
There seems to be maybe a couple popular items.
Yes.
Are there a couple things that people love to come here for?
We have definitely some fresh prepared foods that people can enjoy here. Frank's Bratwurst has been around forever, and that's a Cleveland Westside Market institution.
Okay.
And
I gotta have one.
Yeah, I mean, bratwursts in Cleveland are part and parcel. So he also serves now hot Italian sausage too, and they're always really popular on days when the Westside Market's crowded. You know, there can be lines out the door, and people love to take them upstairs and sit with them. We also have crepes that are sold on site that are really popular. There's also a lot of bakeries and like pastries and sweet treats downstairs too. So people like to come down and get, you know, their cuts that they're going to throw on the grill later, or, you know, in the wintertime, what they're going to throw in a pot to make stew with. But while they're here, they'll definitely take advantage of some of these iconic West Side Market treats.
Well, I wish you luck with the next 100 years.
That's our goal.
You'll be an older person.
That's our goal. You know, we want some of these businesses to be sixth generation businesses, and we want even more folks to reflect our community to have opportunities to open here, too. So that's what we're working on.
Patrick, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you are talking about heading into the 21st century, and that means, you know, lot of different things for a lot of different kinds of businesses for everywhere. But you folks have, and you're kind of leading the charge on this new thing. So tell me about what's happened here.
Yeah, so the city of Cleveland owned and operated the West Side Market since its inception. And, you know, the building is 112 years old. The price tag to operate the building and or fundraise for major upgrades to the building are getting outside the purview of things that a city can just fund. So we actually have a master plan project to enhance the market for the next 100 years. That actually is going to cost upwards of $50 million. Right. The city council would never be able to cut a check for $50 million,
sure,
though they have given us a lot of financial support to help us get along the way.
Right.
But we are a nonprofit organization that the city has commissioned the creation of to manage the market day to day while fundraising and executing that master plan transformation project. You know, a lot of what will happen is vastly improving the mechanical system so that the merchants have just a better facility to work with without touching any of those bricks and tiles that people love. And then also expanding more opportunities for on-site eating, on-site seating,
right,
and some event, you know, event space that there's a lot of people who have wanted to get married here for a long, long time.
Really?
And there's
right.
just
the lineup
there's
long.
Spaces that are here, but they've just never been publicly accessible, so they just need kind of a facelift, and we can get them in here. So, and those revenue streams from events like that will also allow us to protect the current rent situation that allows these family-owned small businesses to stay in operation, so they don't get priced out.
I was about to say these vendors probably have a pretty vested interest themselves,
absolutely,
and are probably talking to you all the time.
We, our door is always open, and frequently our office is full. So yeah, absolutely. But they're great. I mean, one of the things I'll also just that I always love to point out about the vendors here is, you know, you think about it, it can kind of feel weird where it's like somebody's here to buy a steak, and there's three different vendors across the aisle from each other all selling steaks, and you could foresee a situation where they're all like, you know, hey, don't buy from that guy, buy from me. But that's just not how it works here. Everyone here is like really celebrates the West Side Market success and really understands that the market being successful means individually they're all going to be really successful. So
right,
they actually have a lot of camaraderie and teamwork between businesses, even though they might be, you know, technically in direct competition,
sure,
with each other. They get the big picture.
All in the meat section.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.